Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment. It is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Sabtamat Barakatuhu. The date today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on halal and haram. Mufti Sab, from the Quran Sharif, please indicate to us what is the meaning of halal and haram and how should we abide by it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa and few other countries, it is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, and in majority of the places, cities, countries, you will find it is the 18th, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, and Europe, America, most countries, you will find it is the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446 today. Alhamdulillah. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala created us as the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. On that there is consensus. Second one is, there is a thing called input and output. So we can't just be eating and drinking anything and everything. So there are dietary laws. And in those dietary laws, there are certain rules, regulations we have to follow in the light of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. At random, I'll just take three verses. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, and you see verse number 168. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind. It is something to wonder, ponder, and reflect. Allah didn't say, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind. So this is the address to the entire human race. Kulu mimma fil ardi. Consume that from the land, the sand, and so forth. Halalan, that which is lawful for your consumption. And tayyiba, pure, wholesome, unadulterated. It must not be something that is, you know, contaminated and so forth. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footsteps of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer, and so forth. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Indeed, he is your open, manifest enemy. Chapter 2, Surah 2, verse 168. So that is the first verse already. The entire human race should be concerned. Today people are now, some of them, the Green Party and this party and that party. So some people say we have to look at the environment. Some people say we have to look at the dietary laws. Some people will say we should just do as we please. So Islam will never take a selective approach. It will be a holistic approach. What is the best for all people, all times, all situations and places. So that is the beauty and one of the unique features of Islam. So that's one. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the best of the best. From human beings, we go to the best of the best. And who is that? The group whom Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected to be. There's no election day selection. That they were selected to be prophets and messengers. And Almighty Allah addressed them, Ya, you are Rusul. O you prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, kulu minat tayyibat. Consume that which is pure and wholesome, uncontaminated, unadulterated, and so forth. Wa'amalu swaliha. And then you continue with the righteous deeds. So if the input is correct, we will be motivated, inspired to do good deeds. But if the input is now haram, wine, dine, and swine, and so forth, then you see all the prostitution, all the the lesbian, all the gay business, all the fornication, adultery, and everything will just go on. And it will be accepted in society, and that's exactly what's happening today, you see. So because input, output, so that is what it is all about. So we need to be very, very meticulous and particular in this regard, what is going through into from our mouth, down to our belly, and so forth and so on. So, because if you want good deeds, then you must eat that which is solid liquid, halalan tayyiba. That is second point. And this is chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verse 51. Surah chapter 23, verse 51. Then we need to be very, very careful what we say is halal and what we say is haram and so forth. So Almighty Allah is warning us, whether we are people, whether we are ulama scholars, whether we are maulanas or imams or muftis or sheikhs or whatever, and whether we are organizations and so forth. So every one of us needs to be very careful and circumspect in this regard. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, you'll find some people will say, هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب. And Almighty Allah is saying, don't speak with the forked tongue. If you look at the starting of the verse, ولا تقولوا, you must not say, لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب, that those people who speak with a twisted tongue and a forked tongue, they saying هذا حلال, they will tell you this is halal. Like now today, our halal logos, majority of them are just money-making gimmick, irrespective of which organization, you must remember, issues them. And you must say, I'm asking you water. I was in a plane. So you see that you will find some halal logo and so forth on water. Or you will find on a toothpick halal logo. Now what you need a halal logo for a toothpick and all, I'm asking you. You understand? The whole thing has become, remember, a money-making, you must remember, gimmick. You take Dubai. Dubai is one of the worst countries, Muslim countries, Arab countries. Everything is legal there if you know where to look for it and so forth. There will be, you must remember, wine, dine, swine, women, everything. You can get a hotel with women, all these type of things if you have the right context, you know. And everything is basically, they just turn a blind eye. And they have, now they want to run the whole halal industry and make that the hub of it. It's not a multi-million industry, it's a multi-billion industry. You understood? By the time they finish up, it'll be multi-trillion. 1 billion they pocketed. You must remember that. So, you understand what I'm trying to say? So, we must see. So, people, they say, hada halal, that this is halal. Wahada haram, and this is haram. This is lawful, this is unlawful. Litaftaru ala Allah al-kadhib, so that they invent and fabricate lies against Almighty Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Verily, those people who invent, fabricate lies against Allah will never be successful. Chapter 16, verse 116. See, easy reference for you, Maulana. You're not a Hafiz, so these kind of things you should make note of, and when you speak, then you speak with confidence, like, you know. Chapter 16, verse 116. Simple reference. Then see, Rabtul Ayat. Just see the beauty. Allah is saying, obviously Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He knows the past, present, futures. Allah knows you will get those Maulvis, you will get the Sheikh, you will get Sheikhul Islam, you will get Grand Mufti, you will get Mufti Azam, a lot of titles you will get. But end of the day, majority of them will be swayed because of the money. The money is sweeter than the honey. See what Allah says. Chapter 16, verse 117. Mata'un qalil. What is mata'un qalil? God says, for money you're doing it. For material gain. So all that material gain, Sharia compliant. What is Sharia compliant? You take a capitalistic system, and then you look for a window, and then you enrich yourself and become millionaires and so forth, and say we're making khidmat of Islam. I mean, what khidmat of Islam is that? Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghayb. You must believe in the unseen, but they believe in yu'minuna bil jayb. How they can use Islam, commercialize Islam, and then fool the public and tell them is Sharia compliant. There's nothing Islamic about it. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful punishment. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us. Chapter 16, verse 116, verse 117. So you got the introduction now. What I want to do is, because I don't know, maybe you weren't even born that time, Zahid, or maybe you were just born. You see, I was in Newcastle, you know, 81, January to 2001. So sometime, not always, but sometime, if there were meetings here, you understand, Johannesburg side, Pretoria side. So that time, Mauna Umar Ji, Rahimahullah, Mauna Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, and them, they would make Mashura. Mauna Harun was also senior position, Rahimahullah. So they were the main people at that time. So they would say, yeah, well, Abdul Qadir ko bhej do. You understood? So I can just come down, I'm halfway. Like now they have to get ticket and a lot of stories and all. So they were very cautious in this regard. So for the contact me, they know this guy's ever ready battery. To go here, and all these kind of things there. So one day, this on a lighter note, I was, it's a Friday, I won't forget. And they told me, I wore my lungi, and I was going in the bathroom Friday morning. So from Jamiat Natal, that was in the 90s, obviously, they phoned me. They say, you must go for Umrah. So I said, but what happened? They say, no, that Sahuk has given one seat, like one candidate must come from Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. So nobody wants to go from here. So I said, why? He said, no, most of us and half of us very kachu in Arabic. So we made Mashura and your name came. I said, you put it, I'm ready. So they asked me, you sure, Mosema? I said, you don't worry, Mosema, I'll chun Mosema up. You understood? So we went. You understood? So it was a very nice trip. The plane lands, then the passengers come out from the left-hand side, you come out from the right-hand side, because now you're government guest, you see. Then we stay in the palace and all that in Makkah and Medina, and you're like a royal guest, like, you know, the guest of the government. If you go as guest of Saudis, then they treat you very well, I must tell you that. So it happened to us many times, you understand, conferences and all that. So that just came in also. So you need to understand, 1994 was democracy, 27 April and whatever you write. This was around 95-96. So I came down from Newcastle, a one-man show. So the various Muslim organization, ulama bodies, all that met up. There was a brother, Mr. Mangera. I think, I'm not sure of his first name, but I think his name was Ayub Mangera. So he studied somewhere overseas, this whole halal industry, and he was the most important person in that meeting, the motivator and guest speaker and what. And he was saying how important it is that you must have halal organizations and so forth and thus and all that. Certain points he raised were very good, I mean, you understand. But you see, now one group that was there, and his point was you need one body. Not all this body and everybody must be affiliated to that mother body, like, you know, national body, like, so this type of. Yeah, I think his name was Ayub Mangera. Maybe some listener will know. Mangera is definite, that I remember. And this thing, maybe somebody will send it to you. I don't even know if the person is alive or he passed away or in overseas or where. So but this was in mid-90s, 95, 96, around there. So this way discussion. Now the thing came, if you have one national body, right? If you have one national body, whole South Africa. So the money that every province gets must be sent to them and so forth. MJC, straight away, that day, they said, never, it can never happen. We will never, ever give our money to any national body, onsa khelkom and onsa sak. You understood? Our money must come to us in our pockets and all. You see, if you understand MJC, MJC were formed in 1945. You must read all these organizations on the website, their history. The founder of MJC, remember, one of the founders, he passed away in Mina. Very pious person, Imam, a sheikh, you know. And he passed away at Hajj time in Mina and so forth. So some of them were very, very sincere. We must never make that mistake, you know. And so forth and so on. Then they started with this halal trust and all this and all this. Now by them, with the halal trust, what does it mean? With the money, they're selling chicken, they're selling this, selling, putting halal. The money, the revenue that comes in, they use it for their masajid, they use it for their madrasa, they use it for that. You got it? So if they don't have that, then masjids will collapse according to them. the madrasas will collapse. So therefore, they said that is non-negotiable. Then eventually, this way, that way, there was no real consensus, but what majority of the house agreed was, they said that, you must remember, okay, let's have like a national body or what, but whoever wants to have their independence regarding money and all that, they can have it. That is the basic history of how does halal organization. Then after that, you know, split, then you got 101 organization. You see, I want to speak broadly. You'll have so many conferences, halal conference, world halal conference, this. Every country I travel to, Muslim country, non-Muslim country. So you must remember that I always found out about the masajid, mosque, found out about the madrasas, graveyard, and how does your halal industry work. You understood? So I haven't found one country I can say I got confidence in them as far as halal logos go. Whether it's Malaysia, Indonesia, Arab countries, and South Africa, none of them. You understood? So not one. I just start with Makkah, Medina, Saudi Arabia. Today what is happening there? So they're legalizing alcohol. I sent you all that there. That person said, Lam yujad nassun fil Quran al Kareem, regarding tahrim e khamar and so forth. So what is the meaning of this? Chapter 5, verses 19-91. Innamal khamru wal maysiru wal ansabu wal azlamu ritsun min amali shaitan. Fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. And since when we only believe in the Quran Sharif and reject the sunnah, Allah forbid? So then you'll say that there's no rakat, 3 rakat maghrib salat is not in the Quran, and you circumcise, where is circumcision in the Quran? It's a foolish argument that only idiot will speak like that. You must remember that. So therefore, and they, if you read the old Saudi ulama books, the Saudis or the old ones, you must write it down there. You can just Google it down, Maulana. Al-luhumul mustawrada, imported meat. You see, they got meat from Brazil and here and there, and now from South Africa also meat is going already, will start going. So all these type of things, and it's a lucrative contract. You see, money speaks all languages. You must remember these type of things. So years and years, 20, 30 years ago, when we used to take groups and all that for Umrah, for Hajj and that, we used to tell them that you must remember that all this imported meat coming to Saudi Arabia, the meat, the chicken, all haram and not permissible. You got it? You got any titles there? Al-humul mustawrada. The imported meat, and it's coming into Saudi Arabia. Their own ulama wrote against it. Now they're very frightened because MBS will lock them up and torture them and so forth. You know the murtad bin shaitan. But it's written, then you take Dubai. See, speaking of Dubai, I just show you one. I don't know how, if you traveled on Emirates Airline. You see, Emirates, they have, you know, qa'imatul ta'am, you know, menu. For breakfast, they have separate menu. Lunch, they have separate menu. Supper, they have different menu. So they call it qa'imatul ta'am. If you read the Arabic side, so you will see there, they'll tell you all the food there is halal. Why is halal? Because mafi khinzir. There's no khinzir in it. Now, if you look at that as an ordinary person, you will think that the only thing in Islam that is haram is khinzir, is the swine, is the pig. Beside that, everything is okay. And just after the meals, then when you look at all their mashroobat, they are, you understand, drinks and what have you, they will give you and serve you the best alcohol maybe in the world. I saw, because we used to travel so many countries and continents with Emirates, how they used to serve the people, and all free of charge. The alcohol, and the non-Muslims, even some Muslims, they just, you must remember, ordering one day. I tell you one quick incident. One day we had a flight direct from Dubai straight to Medina. Right? This Muslim guy, he was behind me. You understood? And he asked that steward that I want beer. Understood? So that guy looked at him. We said, you know where you're going. You're going to Medina. So on this flight here, there's no beer and these things here. And how can you be asking for beer if you're going to Medina? At least the guy had that sense to tell him, you know. So see, they're so addicted to it already and so forth and so on. So that is what's happening, that the Western world is telling the Muslim world and Arab world, if you really want to be liberated and accepted by us, all this you will have to bring about reform. They won't give you a real, you know, that's what it is. in the hospitality, entertainment industry, and so forth. They will never say you are a five-star, you understand, restaurant or a five-star hotel and that. You must serve alcohol, you must have swimming pool, you must serve wine, swine, dine, all these things here and all that. So now if you're craving for all these type of things, then you will have to adhere and comply with them. So that is how the world works today. Because we Muslims, by and large, 80%, 75%, easily you can say, that in their hearts and minds it is entrenched that white is right and the West is the best. So therefore, instead of we, you must remember, influencing them, alayna an nu'athir, we supposed to influence them, then wala nata'athir, and not get influenced by them. But the truth be told, 80% of Muslims today are nata'athir. We're getting influence with them. I mean, if we Muslims, we can all see what's happening in Gaza, Al-Mubarakah, Palestine. If we just stand together, 1 billion, half billion, how many companies we can bring to their knees? Your McDonald's and the KFC and your Starbucks and all these other haramis and also CPK and pay. Just now. That I heard the business news, you understood? They said Pick and Pay lost 2% already, and they have closed 35 stores. Pick and Pay have closed 35 stores. And 70 other stores, they're making a deal with Boxer and all that. So we Muslims must show, whether it is Woolworths, whether it is Pick and Pay, whether it is the Starbucks, whether it is this. Our fatwa for past 20, 30 years is this McDonald's and KFC, all haram and all that. Irrespective of the halal logo, even if it's owned by a Muslim, it won't change. So we need to stay on that. And the problem today is people look at the faces and so forth. Who does it belong to? Belongs to a rich guy. He's contributing to our organization. So now we have to change the fatwa. You see, so all this, then we really sell the deed and make mudahana and then compromise, till nothing is left. You found something? Al-Luhumul Mustawrada? So, yes, it's here. Yeah, maybe I got the same book. Al-Luhumul Mustawrada fi Daw'il, you understand? So, all the fi wasayas up and there. Okay. Ustad Doktor, when they write Alif and Dal, it means Ustad Doktor. Ustad Doktor Fahad bin Abdul Aziz Dawood, you understand? Ustad bil Qismat al-Lughat bi Shariat al-Riyad. You see, from Riyadh he is. So like that, you must remember this. And this was by government approval. You can see, yeah. He's written there, Al-Mamlakatul Al-Jamiyatul what? So this thing here, some of the ulama of Saudiya and all these type of things here. So a book like this, they could never print it without the government knowing. You must remember that. So this is there, that this is not permissible and not acceptable. So that's why we should be very, very careful about that. Regarding these conferences and that, people get very, very thrilled by it and that. It's all just... Every professor, every molvi, every sheikh, every person there is looking for halal, and then, end of the day, how to enrich themselves, how to enrich the organization, and so forth. Because they know the Muslim ummah is very gullible, you must remember that, that they just put the halal logo. You see non-Muslim shops, they also sometimes by their garages, filling station, restaurant, just put halal, and so forth. So this type of things here. So that are the challenges that we are facing today. That how will you work out what is? Therefore, our advice in conclusion is two things. People will tell us, you are condemning all the halal organizations of the world. So what do you do? So it's simple. It's not what I do, you do. What does Quran and Sunnah say? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith sahih. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, the master alayhi salatu salam said, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. You see that? Anything that is doubtful, you must leave that which is doubtful and offer that in which there is no doubt. You see? Then that will be halal and tayyiba. So there, hadith sahih in Tirmidhi Sharif. Second hadith sahih, Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Nabi alayhi salatu salam about halal and haram and so forth. You know, what is halal, what is this, what is taqwa, what is... So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, that what it is, At-taqwa ha-huna. The taqwa is in the inner recesses of the heart and all that, right? And then, taqwa Allahi wa husnul khuluq. Yet you have that fear and love for Almighty Allah simultaneously, and you have the good character, good manners, and good, you understand, morals, and so forth and so on. Then what is haram and what is birru wa mal ismu? That's the word that we use. Birru, piety, goodness, and ismu, and what is sinful. So mahaka fi sadrik wa karihta ayyatali alin nas. That what, you know, it agitates your conscience. It works on your mind. It pricks your conscience like that. And you dislike wa karihta ayyatali alin nas. The people must come to know about it, the public and so forth. So, and if you read all the hadith there on in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Wabisa, you will find these words: wa in aftaka an-nas istafti qalbak istafti nafsak. Ask your inner conscience. That in Urdu, high Urdu, they say mere zamir qabul nahi karta. My conscience will never allow it. You see that? So although the people are giving fatwa of permissibility, wa in aftaka an-nas wa in aftaka al-muftun, some muftis are giving permissibility. You know, we say gunjaish here. This gunjaish business can cause problems sometimes also. We say there is scope for it and so forth. So therefore, if you look at all these ahadiths, what's happening in the local, national, international halal organizations and the conferences, all that, we dead against this, because the underlying factor is how much we can make money and fool the public, the Muslim public. You know, it is well known in Arabic, al-awam kal-an'am, the masses are asses. Everywhere in the world it is like that. So therefore, you find in politics, they keep on fooling the public and so forth. And you find people who got some strategic position, that they will fool the public. Wallahu al-musta'an. Allah have mercy on us. If always remember the chain. If our income is halal, we consume halal and tayyiba, then righteous deeds, good speech will flow. But if the income is haram or dubious, doubtful, then what we eating, consuming is haram or dubious, doubtful, then the vices will flow. The converse will also apply. Kulu min at-tayyibati wa amalu salihah. Then if you eat the sayyiat and you eat the makruhat and the haram, then wa amalu salihah won't happen. Then wa amalu sayyiah will happen. So the vices will come out, and you can see it today, all this fast foods and all these things here. Since when we allow all these type of things here? So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make us of those that who are very, very conscious and circumspect at all times. I underline the word all times, because holidays are coming now, matric exams are starting today. So people, once holiday come, then they lower their guard. Now then holiday, eat from this restaurant, this place. They don't bother. Majority of Muslims go overseas, they say Bismillah is alright. So that is a big, big problem. Wallahu al-musta'an. Allah have mercy on us, and we seek the assistance of Almighty Allah. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan, Muftisa. From us and the team, appreciate your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.